member of the House of Representatives in Michigan. He's coming to speak to you.
I agree with him.
He came also last year. He was very, very impressed by Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. Krishna is black and we worship him. You have seen our deity? Yeah. Krishna is from your community. There is no question of black and white. Krishna consciousness is above the skin, the soul, which is there. Either it is black or white or yellow, it doesn't matter. Dehinasvindakardehe. This is the first education, that do not take the body, but the living force within the body. That is important. We have to understand that. We are talking from that platform. Therefore, sometimes it is little difficult because people are very much absorbed with bodily concept of life. But our philosophy begins from that platform where there is no more bodily concept. Therefore it is a little difficult.
The last time I was here, you were kind enough to address to the basic point. We're in the world. And yet how can we not be a part of the world?
It says we're in the world, but how can we be aloof from it? How can we not be a part of it?
It is knowledge. Looks like we are moving with this body, but still we know perfectly well that we are not this body. Just like you may move in your car, but you are perfectly aware that you are not the car. When you drive on your car, do you not know that you are not the car? Car is different from you. Don't you know that? Similarly, by cultivation of knowledge, one can remain in the car and still he can know that he is not the car. The example is given just like coconut. Coconut, within the coconut, the cell, green cell, there is coconut. And when it is dry, if you move, you understand The coconut is now separate. Cut, 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 cut. At that time, it is taken away by extracting oil. So this is practical. In the beginning, green coconut, and nobody can perceive that there is coconut within the cell, and it can be separated. But at a time, it can be known that the coconut is separated from the cell. And if you move it, it will make cut, cut, cut. That is the process. It is by action. When, after hearing, theoretical, that you are separate from this body, if you cultivate that knowledge, then time will come when we'll perceive practically that we are not this body. That means in higher state of spiritual consciousness, the bodily activities, material bodily activities will stop. Only Krishna activities will go on. So that just like the coconut fruit is separate from the cell, similarly, even living within this body, he will be separated from the body. Jivan mukta sahuchyate, the Sanskrit word is, he is liberated even in this life while living in this body. That requires cultivation of the knowledge and practical activities. And that is Krishna consciousness. Not all of a sudden, but there is stage when it will be experienced that he is not his body. He is separate from the body.
My work, I try to do more for people, especially poor people.
Everyone tries. That is not a particular job for you. Everyone is trying. The cats and dogs, they are also trying. The cat also very much anxious to give protection to the cats, innocent, helpless. The dog also giving, the birds that bringing food for the offspring, and as soon as the mother comes, they become very much engladdened, oh, here is food, and they, with the mouth they. So this kind of sentiment is there even in the cats, dogs, animals, birds, bees. That is natural. But we do not know how to do actual welfare activity. Somebody is engaged with his family. Somebody is engaged with his own body. Somebody, this is only development of consciousness. The animal, they are interested with the body himself. The human being, they are interested with the extension of the body. They say, I am alone now. Now when I become young man, then I have got my wife, then my interest is also for my wife. The wife's interest is for the husband. In this way, children, then interest extended, husband, wife, children. Then, this is family-wise, then little advancement for the society, little advancement, community, Just like in your country, the sense of black community, white community, then above that for the nation, when there is war between America and other nation, then you black and white people forget the small interest or national interest. You advance to fight, to lay down your life. So in this way, we can make progress, but such progress is not perfection. Such progress is not perfection. The example is given just like there is tree and the whole tree is full of branches, twigs, and leaves and flowers and fruits. So somebody is watering the fruit, somebody is watering the leaf, somebody is watering the branches, somebody the twigs. But everyone is improper. One who is watering the root is perfect. He knows how to do things. If you water the root of the tree, it will go to the twigs, it will go to the leaf, it will go to the fruit, it will go to the flower. One who does not know the root, however, he might be working very diligently for the poor humanity or community or society, they will never be successful to gain the result, peace and prosperity. They are forgetting the root, and root is God. So they must put water into the root, then it will be all right. Otherwise it will be all failure. The history of the world is like that. They are trying for the nation, for the society, for the community, for the family, but everything has become unsuccessful.
I suppose we could use the same analogy for black and white getting together. Oftentimes we all become impatient because of the progress appear to be so very, very slow.
Slow, but sure. That is what. If you are slow, it is not bad, but it must be sure. But if you become very busy without any surety, then it is simply a waste of time. Slow, there is in this word, slow but sure.
Slow but sure.
Sure. So what we are proposing, that is sure success. And all other things, they are very busy, but no success. This is the difference. So what is the of that busyness? If you are going to be failure. So we see from the history, these attempts have always been failure. Now this man who constructed this house, he never thought that I shall come here to please Krishna consciousness. So his attempt is failure.
Neither did he envision I would come here to hear you.
So these small affairs, they will be failure. Whatever they are busy now in the material world, everything will be failure. And Krishna consciousness movement, if you execute a little bit of it, it can save you from the greatest danger. Sarpam api asya dharma asya trayati mahato bha. Find out this verse.
240.
Nihabhikramanashtosti prachivayon vidyate swalpamapi asya dhammasya trayate mahatobhayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Activity in Krishna consciousness, or acting for the benefit of Krishna without expectation of sense gratification, is the highest transcendental quality of work. Even a small beginning of such activity finds no impediment, nor can that small beginning be lost at any stage. Any work begun on the material plane has to be completed, otherwise the whole attempt becomes a failure. But any work begun in Krishna consciousness has a permanent effect, even though not finished. The performer of such work is therefore not at a loss, even if his work in Krishna consciousness is incomplete. 1% done in Krishna consciousness bears permanent results, so that the next beginning is from the point of 2%, whereas in material activity, without 100% success, there is no profit. Ajamil performed his duty in some percentage of Krishna consciousness, but the result he enjoyed at the end was 100% by the grace of the Lord. There is a nice verse in this connection in Srimad Bhagavatam. If someone gives up sense gratificatory pursuits and works in Krishna consciousness and then falls down on account of not completing his work, what loss is there on his part? And what gain if one performs his material activities perfectly? Bhagavatam 1.5.17. Or as the Christians say, what profiteth a man if he gaineth the whole world yet suffers the loss of his eternal soul? Material activities and their results end with the body, but work in Krishna consciousness carries the person again to Krishna consciousness, even after the loss of the body. At least one is sure to have a chance in the next life of being born again as a human being, either in the family of a great cultured Brahmana or in a rich aristocratic family that will give one further chance for elevation. That is the unique quality of work done in Krishna consciousness.
Everyone should join this movement and be sure of his activity. Result, good result. Here is real United Nations to work in Krishna consciousness. Any department, if we work for Krishna, then it's perfect. Then it's sure. And it's open to everyone. Now this American government is giving so much welfare contribution, but still they are not happy. Huge amount is spent in welfare activities, but still they are dissatisfied. Then how we can make them satisfied? The American government is practically giving money to the sufferers. But why they are still suffering? What is the answer?
It's not clear.
Prabhupada is saying that even though the American government is giving so much money to suffering people, still suffering is there. Right. There's no improvement in the condition. So why? What is the cause? What is the answer?
I think it's along the theory we are not making first things first.
That means whatever we do in ignorance. We do not know what is the first thing and what to do first. That we are correcting. Here is the first thing. Pour water in the root.
Right.
We are correcting. Krishna or God, then everything will be all right. Otherwise, failure. Now, you American people who write, "In God we trust." But if I ask you, "What is God?" you cannot reply. Then how do you trust in God blindly? If we trust in God, we must know that God is actually the only trustworthy person. Then if I put my trust in Him, that is sensible. But if I do not know what is God, no idea, and if we simply write, "In God we trust," what is this? This is slogan, but actually people are becoming godless. In school, colleges, they are prohibiting, don't talk of God. Do they not? Yeah. And in the bills they are writing, why this hypocrisy? Why this hypocrisy? In the school, colleges, you are forbidding, don't talk of God. And on the bills you are writing, "In God we trust." That means if the bill is not paid, don't be dissatisfied. You trust in God. And although I am giving you a piece of paper, don't hesitate to take it. Trust in God. It will be paid. Right? I promise to pay. The people may not have faith in this world. Actually, I am paying you 100 rupees or 1,000 rupees worth currency note, but actually it is paper. But only on faith and trust I am accepting it. It is $1,000. That much. In last war, the Germany marks note were thrown in the street. And the bunch of note taken to the confectioner, "Give me a piece of bread." "There is no bread." They threw it. It happened, actually. So, these notes are accepted on the understanding that the government will pay. But in time may be there when government may be not able to pay. And it has become practical experience in the last war. But everything should be done scientifically. If we say, "Then in God we trust," then we must know what is God, whether actually we can put our faith and trust in Him, whether He is trustworthy. What is that God? This science should be introduced. There is science. We are preaching that science. our Krishna consciousness movement means to teach Krishna science. Science of Krishna, science of God. So the government should take up, American government, and cooperate with us to teach the people the science of God. Then it will be great benevolent welfare activity. Simply giving them money to the poor, to the needy, will not help it.
That's an immediate need.
Immediate, you can think like that, but there is no benefit, immediate or belated. There is no actual benefit. The unmarried girls are given this welfare. What is it called?
Welfare cheat.
But still they are killing their children. Becoming more and more involved in sinful activities.
As a lawmaker, I'd like to change that whole, what we call...
You can vicious, change, but...
vicious cycle.
If you do not change for the real good, then a time will come, another change. Another change. That is going on. Just like in Russia, they wanted to change. They brought in revolution. But what is change? There is stealing, still begging grains from America. So what is the use of that change? If you have to beg from other country for your food, then what is the benefit of such change? So this is going on. One thing established, and again it is changed. That is described in the Shastra. Puna puna char vitha char vana nam. Chewing the chewed. Just like sugar cane, one has taken the juice by chewing and thrown it in the street. And somebody again takes it and chew it. What will get it? It is already chewed. Experimented. So all, everything has been experimented. Big empires, big society, big nation. Hitler, he wanted to make something big. Napoleon wanted to make something big. Nothing big has been done. Where is Napoleon? Where is Hitler? So these are all temporary attempts. It is sure to be failure. Because they do not know how to do things. That is the defect. They are simply imagining, concoction. Here is practical and sure proposal in the Bhagavad Gita. God comes and He is giving personal instruction that do things like this. Your economic problem, your political problem, your social problem, everything. You ask any question, any problem, the answer is there. Perfect. No problems. Why people should not take this perfect answer to all problems? That is intelligence. Experiments we have made so many, materially. They have all failed. We are under British rule, Well, where is that British rule now? Before that, there was Roman Empire, Carthaginian Empire, Egyptian Empire, so many, Mughal Empire, then British Empire. Now your American Empire. But these things will not help.
Every one of our presidential candidates is continuing to talk in the same vein, promising and promising all of a temporary nature, a solution of our problem.
The solution is here, Krishna Consciousness Movement. You take this movement. After studying it, scrutinizing it, you'll find, yes, this is the only moment for solution of all problems.
I think we go back to what you said at the beginning. We trust primarily in the dollar, and God we trust.
That is only slogan, but if you trust somebody, when you know that yes, he is trustworthy, that is better. Blindly trusting may not endure, but knowingly trust, that will be beneficial.
As a lawmaker for the state of Michigan, every day I'm struggling. I know what you're saying. I would like to, and then my surrounding is what they call much more practical.
No, it is also practical. We do not propose anything which is impractical.
But it's
one new thing in our movement is impractical. For I am giving you a practical example that you are paying so much money to the suffering woman especially who have got children but no husband. So, but what is the result? They are not satisfied. That is still committing sinful activities. So, the money is no solution. That is practical. And here, the same girl, I do not give him any money, but by Krishna consciousness they are satisfied. This is practical. So therefore people should be enlightened with Krishna consciousness. Then problems will be solved. Otherwise, immediately give him some money, that money will be spent and no such thing. This is failure. Monetary problem. Actually, we have no monetary problem. Krishna is giving us money. Our expenditure is more than, I think, $200,000 daily. What is our total expenditure? Can anyone say?
Well, with all the construction, perhaps it's very high.
But we are getting money. We have no money, but still we can sit down in such a nice palace. This is practical. So money is not problem. The problem is godlessness. So as soon as there is godlessness, there will be suffering. Different types of suffering. That is explained in the Bhagavad. Daivi jhesa gunamai mama maya durataya mami vaja prapadjante maya mi thang taranti. Problem. Maya is problem.
Daivi jhesa gunamai mama maya durataya mami vaja prapadjante maya mi thang taranti. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
But what?
The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all of these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature, matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called Nityabhava, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is an inferior energy, because material energy is ultimately conducted by the Supreme Will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material nature is defined herein as divine nature due to its divine connection and movement by the divine will. Being conducted by the divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. The Vedas confirm this as follows: Mayam tu prakritim vidyam mayinam tu maheshwaram. Although Maya is false and temporary, the background of Maya is the supreme magician, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is Maheshwara, the supreme controller. Another meaning of guna is rogue. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly bound by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Lord Krishna, or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service or Krishna consciousness can help one gain such release. Krishna, being the Lord of the illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul and out of his paternal affection for the living entity who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The words Mam Eva are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of Rajagun, passion, and Tamagun, ignorance, to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas confirm this in the phrase Tvameva Viditva, or freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, Mukti Pradata Sarvisham Vishnu Eva Nasam Shaya. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone.
start from the institution is already there. We are conducting Krishna consciousness. But if the government cooperates that certain number of students must be trained up scientifically, what is the meaning of God? That will be very much beneficial to the state or to the country. We can give solution for any problem. We means Krishna. We are simply preaching Krishna's message. Krishna means God. Krishna means black also. Krishna, this word, means black also. Following?
Another meaning, not Krishna.
Translation of Krishna.
Black. Black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful.
Why not? No, he's the most beautiful. Otherwise, why people are attracted? There is a verse in Brahma. Kannatva koti kamaniya visesa shobham varahavatamsa masitam buddha sundarama. He has got one peacock feather on his head and he is blackish but wonderfully beautiful. This verse I use. Kandatva koti kamaniya. He is so beautiful that thousands of cupids cannot be compared with his beauty. Cupid is understood to be the most beautiful person within this universe. You know, Cupid? Yeah. He enchants by beauty. But Krishna's beauty is so great that millions of beauty to Kandarpa or Cupid cannot be compared with him. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham govindam adipurisam tamaham vajana. It is the question of attraction. It is not the question of black and white. Attraction. So unless Krishna is beautiful, why he has got so many millions of devotees? This very word is kandatva koti varahavatam samasitam buddhasam. His blackness is compared with the black cloud. Masita ambuda. Ambuda means the cloud. The black cloud is full of water. When there is black cloud in the sky, you be sure that rain is going to fall. Not the white cloud. White cloud means no water. Is it not? So, you understand this philosophy and water to the suffering humanity. They are suffering in the burning, blazing fire of materialism. So, blazing fire can be extinguished when the water falls from the sky, not by your fire brigade. When there is blazing fire in the forest, it is beyond your control. You cannot get their fire. So these small attempts of fire brigade is useless to extinguish the blazing fire of this materialism. The water must come from the ground. That is by Krishna's grace. You have no control over the cloud. But that water wanted. Not your fire brigade water. When there is all round blazing fire. The small fire brigade, dung, 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 dung. It can vibrate very loudly. Dung, 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 I'm going to, going to. But they will go when everything is finished. That is practically. I've seen in India, there was a fire in a house, and they came late when the business is finished. And still, they're insisting, we shall pour some water. Everyone asked them, what is the use of? No, this is our system. The house is burnt into ashes, and they are looking the formality, yes, we must pour some water. So that they can write in their books, yeah, we attended the fire and we have... This cheating is going on. In every problem, this kind of cheating is going on. Official, that's all. The same example, you ask to the charity taker of welfare activities. The fire is going on, but officially the government is satisfied. Yes, we are pouring water. Then what is the use of pouring water if the fire is going on? But officially, that's all. We must see that the purpose is being carried. No. The house is burnt into ashes, but we are satisfied that our fire brigade man has poured some water. That's all. They do not know that they cannot do any benefit to anyone by this imperfect process. If the whole money of the government is given to us, we can show results within 6 months how it is beneficial. If the government give us money, actually, people do not want to trust in God. That is real man. But this writing of slogan is a formula. At the present moment, nobody has got any idea of God, not faith in God. What do you think?
Nobody's got any
idea of God and what to speak of faith in God, a trust in God.
It's true. Very little faith in God we trust, God. Your original statement.
Prabhupada wrote one letter to the Secretary of the President explaining that you write on your bills, "In God we trust," but who is it that knows about God? So he was asking if it was possible that the government, they could give us some aid and we would educate. We can educate the people.
But I did not ask for any aid.
Oh, if they would.
No. You can get the copy. I never asked for any aid.
No, I didn't mean monetary or anything like that.
Personal Secretary to the President, Office of the President of the United States, White House, Washington, D.C. Dear Sir, on your new $2 note, it is stated, "In God We Trust," and directly beneath, "Declaration of Independence, 1776. On the 200th anniversary of this occasion, why not begin teaching the science of God as described in the Vedic literatures, like the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is authorized and appreciated by all learned professors in the universities throughout the whole world. This Krishna consciousness movement is going on since 1966 throughout the whole world, especially in the United States of America. It is a great fortune for the American people that they trust in God. Why shouldn't this spiritual education be given to the American people in an organized way? The whole world is going down and becoming godless. If the American people who trust in God constitutionally take this movement seriously, it will be a great service to the human society. We are prepared to cooperate in this connection if the American government takes it very seriously. Awaiting your reply with interest, yours sincerely, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Dated May 9th.
Any answer?
That was 3 weeks.
So. 4 weeks. Over a month.
May 19th?
May 9th.
Why they have not replied?
I suppose you are asking too much.
Too much? So am I wrong?
No, not at all.
I'm not asking for money.
I know. But you are doing away with our approach to dealing with problems, as you pointed out so well. It's always piecemeal, of a temporary nature. I do it in Lansing. We have a problem, we patch it up, of a temporary nature. We talk to do this as a quick answer, solution, and we go away feeling better that we have at least made the, as we say, a step in the right direction. Next year we'll be back with the same problem. I have this problem.
Everyone.
Maybe I'll go back to the state capital.
That is explained. There is this agunamai, mama mind. We think now this problem is solved, but actually it is not solved. We have created another problem. Therefore this word is used, Devi Jesa Gunavi Mama Maya Durapta. The problems are so great that you cannot solve it.
Each year it mounts, it's getting larger and larger, almost impossible to solve.
Exactly, yes.
Each year we say, this year is worse than any year in our history.
This is the experienced government officer's step. Therefore the word is used, durattvaya. What is the meaning of durattvaya?
Very difficult to overcome.
I submit, I contribute to that delinquency. I help every day, trying to find answers, always, of a temporary nature.
So you kindly give little attention to this moment. It will solve all the problems. You have read some of our books, no?
Yes.
We have all answers to the problems in the Bhagavad Gita. But who is hearing us? The problems and the solutions, they're all mentioned. They're given very nicely. But we do not take it. We create our own solution, imperfect solution.
I'm struggling.
Everyone is struggling. Just like he poured water on the leaf of the tree, but still it will fall down. He is perplexed that I am giving water to the leaf every day. How it is that it is drying? But he never thinks that I am not done properly. Therefore the leaf is drying. He does not know what is the proper way. So things, if they are not done properly, it will not produce the desired result. That is going. We have seen our deity. Our deity, Krishna.
We have seen the deities in the temple.
I am very fortunate.
Thank you.
Twice I've been before you.
Ah, that's right.
I'm very grateful.
Whenever you find time, please come.
I will.
You'll get so many inspiration. Pathways in the garden is there occasionally washed, but as possible, grow from
Yatra. Today is celebration of Snan Yatra, so
yeah.
July 18th.
Today is Snan Yatra, disappearance of Mukunda Dutt and Sridhar Pandit. And full moon. Tomorrow's disappearance of Shyamananda Goswami.